Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing, too.
New Dr. Pepper Strawberries and Cream. The new flavor you deserve.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Hope you're doing well out there across America. We've got a lot going on today, and we're going to get right to it. So, I want to talk about this Jason Aldean story, which seems to be, I don't know, getting bigger and bigger as the days go by. People are very upset about his song, Try That in a Small Town, and we've played that before here on the program. And the left is just enraged. And people are literally trying to blast and cancel this good country music singer. We're going to be asking South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem about it a little bit later on this hour of the program. So last night, we got word that Country Music Television, CMT, has now pulled the video. And by the way, the name of the song, Try That in a Small Town, it's now been removed from the airwaves. It will no longer be played on CMT. And there is an effort afoot to stop country music radio stations from actually playing this song. And the video was actually filmed in Columbia, Tennessee, in front of the county courthouse. And if you know anything about small town life in the South, you know that normally there's a town square, and in the middle of the town square is typically the courthouse. And the Murray County Courthouse in Columbia was the site of this music video where it was filmed. And so now people are saying, well, Jason Aldean is a racist. The lyrics are racist and offensive. There are dog whistles in the video itself, in the music. And we're going to play this song in just a few moments because I want you to listen to the lyrics here. I have listened at least 8 or 9, 10 times now, and I can't find anything racist in this song. Matter of fact, when you look at the video, and the video featured a lot of the violence that erupted in the aftermath of the George Floyd situation in Minnesota. And I noticed, you know, watching the video, that most of the people featured in the video are, in fact, white. So the people clashing with police are white. The people that are burning down the buildings are white. So, I'm not seeing how this is racist, and maybe if there's someone out there who is, maybe you've listened to the song, you've seen the video, and you say, yep, that guy is a closet KKK member, I want you to give us a call, and I want you to tell me what is it that I'm not hearing, what is it that I am not seeing that would give you cause to say, oh, this is a racially offensive song. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, there's a state representative in Tennessee, a guy by the name of Justin Jones. This guy's a raging leftist. He's a Democrat, and he's a racist. And this guy is, he's one of the, you might have, a couple of months ago, there was a big controversy because this guy got expelled from the Tennessee State House. And he claimed it was all because he was a black guy. No, it was because he was a blank hole. That's why he got, I mean, I'm just trying to be honest with you here. It's a very unpleasant individual. So anyway, now State Representative Justin Jones is weighing in, and he says, this is a heinous song calling for racist violence. And he says it's promoting a shameful vision of gun extremism and vigilantism. And I'm not seeing it. Let me explain to you what I hear and I see in this song. I see a guy who is frustrated with the direction of the country right now. A guy who realizes that you can go and commit a crime and you don't even walk into a jail. They just let you right back out on the streets. He sees a city, a nation where cities can be burned to the ground and nobody ever gets arrested. Nobody pays a price for that. That's what he sees. He sees a place where the FBI is now knocking on the doors of law-abiding gun owners and taking their guns away. And he says, you know what? That kind of stuff doesn't happen in a small town. I mean, when you look at what's happening, let's just, we use Memphis a lot. Because I live here, and it's the home, the flagship of the Todd Stearns program. And here in this city, we have people that are being carjacked every day. It's just insane. And we're not going to get into skin color, because that's not important to this conversation. But what's happening is, people are going out there, and you're getting carjacked by little kids. There was a case a few days ago where a woman actually was carjacked by a 12-year-old with a gun. Now, the fact is, and this is what cracks me up, when I move back home and I'm sharing all of this crime news with people, and I get all this hate mail. How dare you? How dare you mention the carjackings? How dare you mention the shootings? You racist? I mean, wait, what's racist about telling people, hey, heads up, if you go and get gas, there's a good chance you're going to be carjacked, so you better pack a gun. What's racist about that? And so then I started doing a little bit of digging, and it turns out that most of the crime here in Memphis, a majority black city, is committed by a majority of the black residents, right? That's just the way it is. In white cities, I guarantee you a majority of the crime committed by white citizens. Is that racist to say? And by the way, I've got the stats to back up everything I say on this radio program. So anyway, I didn't realize that was... So the mere mention, oh, yeah, somebody got carjacked, well, all of a sudden that makes you a racist. And that's what Jason Aldean is going through right now. So anyway, CMT confirmed that they had stopped airing the video and they refused to answer why. Billboard, the first to report that news. Anyway, poor Jason Aldean. The guy is defending himself, and they're accusing him of they're accusing the song of being pro-lynching. So I'm like, oh my gosh, that's terrible. I mean, I can't imagine any singer, much less a country music singer, doing a song that supports public lynching. I that's shocking to me. I was stunned. So you know what I did? I went back and I watched it again. And I'm listening to the song. I'm watching the song. I'm watching what's happening on the screen on the video. I didn't even see a rope. I saw nothing. Nothing that would give any credence to this accusation. That, by the way, the New York Times is now reporting this. So it turns out that the courthouse where they filmed this video was the scene of a lynching back in 1927. That's it. That's the controversy. So here's my take on it. I mean, if this is so offensive, and if this courthouse is so offensive, then why don't they just tear down the courthouse? Why don't they just erect some big giant memorial or monument to whoever got lynched? And I don't know all the particulars, but I mean, if that's the problem, just tear down the courthouse. I mean, they're tearing down every other statue and monument in America. So get a couple of bulldozers, head down to Columbia, Tennessee, and just bulldoze the county courthouse if it's really that offensive. Because clearly it is. Mr. Aldean's crime here is that he filmed his video in front of this courthouse. Now, I'm just willing to take you know what? I will bet you a Chick-fil-A sandwich that Jason Aldean had no idea that back in 1927, a guy got lynched at the courthouse in Columbia, Tennessee. Did you know that? Did you know that, America? Dylan, did you know that? Did you know that somebody got lynched in Columbia, Tennessee? No, I bet you didn't know. No, of course not. Who knows? Who knew? Nobody knows. Unbelievable what's happening in this nation right now. But ultimately, I don't even think that's it. I really don't. This is about values. And right now in America, we are dealing with a civil war over values. And it's happening on so many different levels right now. But just think about this. What's really enraging the left is that a country music star came out and said, you know what? I think we ought to support law enforcement. You know what? I think we ought to support the Second Amendment, and we ought to defend the Second Amendment. You know what? I think it's really wrong to carjack an old lady. I just think that's wrong. I think it's really wrong that we stomp on the American flag and then we set that American flag on fire. I'm offended by that. It goes to the heart of my being, of who I am as an American. That kind of stuff bothers me. And so I live in a small town, a town that loves America, a town where they honor law enforcement, a town where they don't carjack old ladies. And they take great, great offense at that. That's what's really going on here. And it is ugly. But Mr. Aldean is facing a cancel culture mob, and I hope and pray that he stands firm here. He wrote this. He says, in the past 24 hours, I've been accused of releasing a pro-lynching song. By the way, a song that's been out since May, and was subjected to the comparison that I was not too pleased with a nationwide BLM protest. These references are not only meritless, but dangerous. There's not a single lyric in the song that references race or points to itself, and there isn't a single video clip that is not real news footage. That's right, by the way, all the footage, it came from the news. And while I can try and respect others to have their own interpretation of a song with music, this one goes too far. As so many pointed out, I was president at Route 91, where so many people lost their lives in Vegas, and our community recently suffered another heartbreaking tragedy. No one, including me, wants to continue to see senseless headlines or families ripped apart. The song, for me, refers to the feeling of a community I had grown up with, where we took care of our neighbors, regardless of differences or of background or belief, because they were our neighbors, and that was above any differences. My political views have never been something I've hidden from, and I've known that a lot of us in this country don't agree on how we get back to a sense of normalcy, where we go back at least a day without a headline that keeps us up at night. But the desire for it to, that's what this song is about. And so in response to that, you have this bitter woman. Her name is Shannon Watts, and she's one of these gun grab chicks. And she says, the translation, Jason Aldean simply wants to return to a time in America where good old boys could shoot or beat the S out of people who didn't think they belonged in their town. What? What? Ladies and gentlemen, what they're saying is, if you believe in law and order, if you believe in God, if you believe in right and wrong, then you're an evil person and you should be expelled from society. Now do you understand why Memphis, Tennessee has been turned into a hellhole? It wasn't always like that. We've got good and decent people, and they're people just like Jason Aldean. I guarantee you there are more people in Memphis, Tennessee that share Jason Aldean's belief system than the liberals. But they're afraid to speak out because they don't want to be canceled. Well, I say forget that nonsense, because if we don't stand up and fight back, if we don't stand alongside Jason Aldean, then we're going to lose it all, ladies and gentlemen. The whole country will descend into chaos. But this is just unbelievable, and I think this is our starting off point for the day. When we've got a rogue federal prosecutor ready to throw your former president, Donald John Trump, into jail, you've got a rogue Democrat attorney general that's literally sending FBI agents into nursing homes to drag out Trump supporters on trumped-up charges, This is unbelievable what's happening in America. But my question is very simple. Do you like this? Do you want city values, the big city values, or do you want small town values? And I want, if there's somebody out there who believes this is a racist song, I want to hear from you as well. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Here's a little bit of that song as we go to break.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it there.
Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today.
All right, let's go to the phones. Anna is listening to us in Georgia, and she has a few thoughts on Jason Aldean. Hi, Anna, what you got for us?
Hey, John. I think we are dealing with the response to Mr. Aldean's song. It's just a bunch of the same old stuff, dysfunctional people that are politically driven, just like when the president of Israel, I want to say, or prime minister of Israel, had a speech, and the squad didn't show up. You know, these types of people are running the roost. They're ruling the roost, and they really need to be ignored. I mean, you can't take them out of there, but you can ignore them. Yep. And this guy who wrote this song, what little I've heard of it, is right on the mark. He's right on the mark. And he wrote a song about it, and he's aggravated. But I don't see any racism in there. I don't know. Maybe the people who are of color or any color, white, black, red, yellow, doesn't make any difference. Maybe whomever is guilty is feeling that they have probably done something wrong. I don't know. But if that has nothing to do with race, none.
Well, my recommendation is that we pull another Bud Light, and if CMT is going to cancel patriotic country music singers, and by the way, the whole industry, Anna, thanks for the call, the whole country music industry has gone full-blown woke, and we'll get into more of that later on in the program, but I'm telling you, we need to teach CMT a lesson here. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes.
Oh, I got to tell you about what happened yesterday. So it's been super hot here in this part of the country, and had a big severe storm blow through town. I know 65 mile an hour winds. I'm in the drive-thru of the Chick-fil-A getting dinner when the storm hit, and you could see it. It was I looked in the rearview mirror, and it was just black. It was like as if day turned to night. So anyway, I placed my order and I got the nuggets, and I'm waiting and waiting. I'm pulling in. They called in all of the Chick-fil-A staff. We have one of these double drive-thrus, if you've seen the Chick-fil-A, but they called the staff in because I guess they didn't want them blown away or hit by lightning or whatever. So anyway, it kind of caused a backlog. And so finally, it's my turn. I'm like two cars away from the drive-thru window, and then the next car pulls ahead. So I'm now one car behind, and all of a sudden the car starts to shake, and I'm looking around, and the trees are they're cracking, and I mean leaves are flying everywhere, and all of a sudden I see the Chick-fil-A tent, that bright red Chick-fil-A tent, go airborne. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a tornado. The thing goes airborne and hits the back of the Cadillac. And then it was gone. It just disappeared. I don't know if it got sucked up into a whirlwind. I don't know. Like Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Anyway, I got my nuggets, though. They were very tasty. But it was a little scary. All that to say, the power went out. And we are controlled by Democrats. And I know this is going to sound really weird to a lot of you folks out there. But every time the wind blows or there is a thunderstorm in Memphis, Tennessee, the power goes out. And it is bad because today is going to be like 97, 98 degrees. And, you know, the only reason we live in the South is because we have air conditioning. So nobody's got power. We're like 87,000 customers are without power right now. It's terrible. But this happens every single time. And we had 65 mile an hour winds. So you would think, yeah, okay, the lights go out for a couple of minutes, but it's going to be out for days. And this just happened a couple of weeks ago. But this is what happens when you put Democrats in charge of your city. And I'm telling you that the Democrats have controlled Memphis for generations, and they have let it go to hell in a handbasket. We're like, I don't know, if our city was like, let's just say you've got a neighborhood and you've got that one neighbor who doesn't take care of the yard. So they got weeds up to the wazoo, and the shutters are hanging off the house, and the paint's peeled off, and you've got all sorts of like little rodents and rats. That's what the Democrats have done to Memphis. So, I mean, they've just let the city go to pot. It's just terrible. All that to say, stop voting for Democrats, America, please. Just stop voting for Democrats. I'm just asking you. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. We have Governor Kristi Noem coming up in just a few moments, and she wants to weigh in on
Jason Aldean and this song controversy. But really, it's not a controversy about the song. It's truly a controversy about who we are as an American people. That's what this is really all about. So I want to read some lyrics to you, because this is actually a celebrated song in the culture right now. You may not know this, but Cardi B. Are you guys familiar with the Cardi B? All right. Dylan, I've never had to ask you to do this, but I'm going to read the lyrics here. But if you got to bleep me, just, you know, you have permission to bleep the host. All right, here we go. This is Cardi B. This is a very popular song, by the way. Beat it up N-word, catch a charge, extra large and extra hard. Put that P-word right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I want a ride. Do a K-word while it's inside. Spit in my mouth, look at my eyes, this P. So I can't go any further. It gets worse. And, but that's acceptable. That kind of stuff is okay. We got no, society got no problem with that. But heaven forbid you actually say there's something wrong with burning all glory. Well, then all of a sudden you become a horrible human being. All right. Can we talk about Joe Biden for just a moment here? He fell asleep yesterday during the meeting with Israel's prime minister. And it's a bad thing. It's just a bad look. We're going to play some of this, and you're not going to be able to understand the man. And I can't even imagine that the president of Israel, I don't even think he understands what Biden was saying. Cut number five.
We brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level, and they and as well as Shram.
The poor guy from Israel, he's like, oy vey, what is going on here? Jeez, hello. The guy just keeled over right in front of me. Somebody called Netanyahu. So, yeah, it's really sad. Nancy Pelosi, though, is defending Biden and his old age. Cut number 10.
I couldn't be prouder of him. And again, we're very fortunate that he is in that position. Again, age is relative. What I was in L.A. For some Democratic stuff recently, and I met with Norman Lear, who's 100, going on 101. He was telling me some new shows he was involved in. I was meeting with Frank Gehry, a 90-something architect, showing me new buildings he's building throughout the world. They were like, 80, he's a kid, but it's a kid. It's relative. He's younger than I am, so he's a kid to me as well, the president is.
Uh-huh. All right, so look, they're all old. And look, just because you're old doesn't mean every person who is old is going to act like Joe Biden is. But, you know, he's had a rough go of it. He had the brain aneurysm. He had to have brain surgery years ago. The guy's just not in good physical health. And unless, and just hear me out here on this, I'm just speculating. So this is what we call spitballing. He hasn't been well since coming back from the trip to London. And I'm just wondering, again, going back to this dime bag of cocaine they found. And I'm not saying that Biden knowingly has been, you know, ingesting cocaine. I'm not saying that at all. It may be where the staff has finally figured out, maybe with consultations with medical people in the White House or, you know, a couple of the drug dealers down on K Street on the corner, that if they really want to, give Biden that pick me up to start the day, that maybe they just sprinkle a little of that cocaine on the waffles and say, oh, Mr. President, here's some powdered sugar for you. You know, it'll taste a little bit better. And then, boom, he's got the pick-me-up, and, you know, he's off to do his job. But now the cocaine is gone, and so maybe people are afraid to bring any more back in. And as a result of that, we're looking at Biden without the benefit of his narcotical aids, I guess. Is that I don't know. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Tracy in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Now, Tracy, do you have power this afternoon?
I actually do. It came back on fast this time. It was out maybe a couple of hours, maybe, for some reason.
Well, thank goodness for that. Good for you. What's on your mind, Tracy?
Okay, so which Chick-fil-A were you at yesterday? Because I was there too, and I'm like, Lord have mercy, can I back up? I can't back up.
No, I was thinking the same thing, Tracy. And people know who I am because I have a Newsmax bumper sticker on the back of the Cadillac. So I stick out like a cheeseburger at a tofu convention.
Okay, so I was just the one over there by Wolf River. So
You and I were at the Tracy. What were the odds that you and I were at the same Chick-fil-A when we almost lost our lives?
And I had a little baby girl with me. You know what she said? She said, "But I want to eat before I die."
I don't blame her one bit. That's why I was like, all right, let's speed this up here, folks. I can't be going to glory without my nuggets, so to speak. All right, Tracy, we got to run. We're late for a break. Thanks for calling. Glad you're okay. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.
South Dakota's hiring. We're inviting people from across America to get in on the action. We have more jobs than people.
That's why I'm helping out. South Dakota recognizes most out-of-state professional licenses. Our industries accept other states' apprenticeship programs. And to ease the financial burden, we're investing in scholarships to get people trained and on the job.
Governor Nome?
Yes?
You missed the spot.
South Dakota. Freedom works here.
All right. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. That voice you heard belonged to South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. And they are launching a brand new initiative in the state of South Dakota. This is pretty awesome. It's called Freedom Works Here. And this is part of a nationwide campaign to recruit workers to move to South Dakota. And Governor Noem in the ad was welding. I mean, that's pretty impressive. You know, a lot of people don't realize that if you don't want to go to college, it's perfectly fine. You can go to a trade school and you can actually graduate. You don't have any student loan debt, and you're actually going to end up making a lot of money. I mean, some of these folks are making $35, $40, $50 an hour by becoming a member of the trade community. And the governor, by the way, over 287 million people have seen this Freedom Works Here ad. So I don't know if you're not tied down, you don't have family, or maybe you do have family and you want to move to South Dakota. That's a pretty good opportunity there. All right, 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, coming up in the next hour, we're going to jump into the very latest on the Trump indictment controversy. And it's getting ugly. And there's actually some speculation that Trump could be arrested and actually jailed in Washington, D.C. And we're going to talk more about that. Also, break down what's going on with these senior citizens, these pro-Trump senior citizens in Michigan who are now facing jail for the rest of their lives. And we're going to get into that. And I will explain it. There's a little bit more to it than you're hearing in the mainstream media. So again, folks, it is ugly out there, and we're going to get you the very latest. Also, the latest on endorsements out on the campaign trail, and I also believe that we've got some new polling data to share with you as well. This story coming out of Massachusetts, where the governor there calling on citizens to open their homes to illegal aliens. Governor Mara Healey, a Democrat, asking folks in the Commonwealth to provide a room or an apartment for just a few days. So, no, I'm not making this up. This is coming from the National Public Welfare Radio affiliate there in Boston. Many of the illegals arriving in Boston are from third world countries like Haiti. Citizens who open their doors to the unvetted illegals would not be compensated by the state, but you would get a gift card. I guess you could use it down at, what, Walmart? So it looks like right now, Bay State taxpayers, you guys are already spending millions of dollars to house illegals in hotels and motels. But a Boston Herald columnist, Howie Carr, also has a great radio show. Howie points out something very interesting, that of the 28 towns and cities where they're housing these illegals in the hotels and motels, none of them are in wealthy or liberal neighborhoods. As a matter of fact, the wealthiest and most liberal neighborhoods are not having to roll out the red carpet to house the illegals. So we're talking about Nantucket. We're talking about Brookline. We're talking about Cambridge. They're not going to have to house the illegal aliens. And this is really a shame, because I don't know if you've seen Barack Obama's massive, his massive mansion there in Martha's Vineyard. But this is pretty shocking, because you could probably get about, I don't know, a couple of hundred illegals to just give them some sleeping bags, and we'll be able to let them, I don't know, hang out there at Barack Obama's mansion. Maybe that's what we ought to do. But for some reason, Barack Obama is not opening up the doors to his mansions. I just don't understand this. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Cody in North Carolina, what say you?
Hey, how's it going? I was just listening to your little segment about the housing illegals in, I think it was New Jersey you was just saying?
Massachusetts.
I'm sorry, I caught the wrong part of the state. You said they was just giving a gift card. Is that just so they can continue to feed them instead of the state compensating them? What's up with that?
Not quite sure. The NPR station didn't go into details, but basically if you say, okay, I'm a homeowner, I've got a spare bedroom, and I'll put a couple of illegals in that bedroom, they're going to give you a gift card. So I guess you can buy food with it. I don't know. It seems to me that they need to be forking over some money.
Well, I mean, to me personally, especially from down here in the South where I'm from, and
well, I'm no argument here, Cody, and we got to watch the language, sir, but we're family friendly. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. Throw them back and send them right back to where they came from. I mean, it really is that simple. Cody, appreciate the call. But would you do that, ladies and gentlemen? Would you just randomly allow people to come and live with you inside your home? That makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, I know they're Yankees, but still, I think Yankees have the sense God gave a goose, right? I mean, come on. All right, let's go back to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Keith on the talk station. All right, Keith, what would you do here?
Well, it's actually kind of simple. This is a question everybody ought to ask. Let me turn this radio down. If they take the chance and do this, how are they going to get them out if they don't want to move in 2 days?
That's a great question, because then, by the way, Keith, the illegals could become squatters, and then you could be kicked out of your own home. I mean, it could happen. It's happened in other places.
I know. That's my question. I've seen that. You know, squatters in California seem to have more rights than the owners of the property. I just thought I'd pose that question, Todd, and you keep up the good work.
Well, Keith, you're kind to say that. I appreciate it. Look, I know we're all neighborly and hospitable here, you know, in the southern states, But I'm not too sure anybody down in Dixie is going to open up their home to a bunch of illegals from, I don't know, Haiti or some other third world country like, you know, California. All right, folks, here's the deal. We're not quite sure what happened with the governor of South Dakota. My apologies there. We're working on figuring all of that out. And if she can come on, she can come on. And if not, well, we will move on from there. But we do have a lot to talk about in the next hour. We're going to give you the very latest on the Trump indictment. Also, those IRS whistleblowers. This is going to be interesting. The Democrats are going to have to thread the needle on this whistleblower testifying today. And here's the reason why. He's a Democrat, and he's a gay man. So that's going to be a little tough for the Democrats as they try to figure out how do we marginalize this guy. So we'll talk more about that coming up as well. In the meantime, head over to ToddStarnes.com. Oh, folks, we've got some great stories up. We've got the Jason Aldean video. You got to watch that and let us know. I mean, do you stand with Jason or do you stand with the raging leftist out there? We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And I want to go back to this Jason Aldean story real quick here. And I want somebody from the left to explain this to us. So a rap artist can go out there and sing about assaulting women and killing police officers. They can drop racially charged language and they get celebrated in the culture. They get idolized. But a guy like Jason Aldean, who sings about respecting cops and going to church and teaching a kid right from wrong, well, that sort of content gets you canceled. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we've got a lot to talk about with our good friend. She is the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem. Governor, good to have you with us today.
Well, thanks for inviting me to be with you, Todd. I appreciate it.
I want to get your reaction, Governor, to the controversy surrounding Jason Aldean's new song, Try That in a Small Town. Did you watch the video? Do you have a problem with what he was singing?
Well, you know, that song I first was made aware of, you know, a while ago, probably a month and a half, 2 months ago, the two guys who wrote this song, I'm good friends with. They're Nashville songwriters and singers, and they sent it to me and said, hey, Jason's putting this song out. You're going to love it. You know, it's great. And I listened to it and posted about it on my social media back in May and said, I love this song, and it's basically the story of South Dakota. We have people in this state that love America. We believe in respecting our law enforcement and having safe communities. And I thought it was great. So to see this kind of backlash against it, I think is just shows what the left is doing to destroy people. Anybody who doesn't fall in line with their crazy agenda of control and fear, they try to destroy them. So I'm just super proud of Jason for singing it, for putting it out, of my friends Neil and Kalo, who helped write it, gave inspiration to a song like this. I just think that it's incredible that we've got strong people. It seems like now all we do in this country is if somebody's strong and has an opinion, they get persecuted. So I'm thankful for anybody who has an opinion and decides to portray it in a way that this song does. It portrays it in a respectful way that sends a message, and I'm hopeful more people will download it, listen to it, regardless of what the industry is trying to do.
I'm with you 1,000% there. And, you know, one of those small town values that he sings about is working hard. And this idea that, you know, you don't have to go to college. If you want to go to college, that's great. But if you don't, there are plenty of other great jobs out there. And in the last hour, we played this terrific ad promoting the Freedom Works Here initiative that you've launched there in South Dakota. And first, Governor, my hat is off to you. I didn't know you had welding skills on top of everything else.
You know, well, when you grow up on a farm, if you break something, your dad makes you fix it. So back in the day, once in a while, the guys who worked for us and stuff would make me weld up a few things. I never would claim to be good. I would never say I was good. Probably a good apprenticeship program would have helped me a lot. But we recently brushed off my welder's jacket and helmet to promote South Dakota, because we are recruiting people to our state to fill our empty jobs. We have so many businesses that are thriving. They're expanding. People that, chose to move their businesses to our state, and we're recruiting families who want to live somewhere that is respectful and can make a fantastic wage and keep taxes low. You know, we want them to come, and I want them to know about the opportunities that we can provide. And welding is one of those professions. We recognize almost every single state or every single license from other states, and we want people to know that even if they don't have a welding license, they can come here and we'll get them trained for free and get them into a job that pays them a great career.
And I was reading that you guys are even working on scholarships so that folks can get training if they don't have training.
Absolutely. We have the Freedom Scholarship out there that helps those that can't afford it. But we also have Build Dakota Scholarships, which is for any technical education that they may need. But beyond that, these apprenticeship programs are free to the individuals who take them. So we're doing nurses' licenses. We're doing teachers' licenses. We have teachers that are going to get their teaching certificate while they're in the classroom. They'll be able to earn a wage, care for their family, get benefits while they're getting a free education to go out and be a certified teacher. So we're doing that with real estate. Virtually any license it takes to practice a profession, we will train you for free and allow you to continue to earn a wage while you do it.
I'm curious how things are going there with so many people moving to South Dakota and, you know, the concern in places like North Carolina, where they just had an influx of Northerners moving in. And unfortunately, the values sort of got, North Carolina is now a purple state, and there's a big culture, war going on in North Carolina. How are things going in South Dakota with all the new folks moving in?
Well, I think that's what's kind of fantastic about our story, is that it's just so different than those other purple states. You know, people have moved to other states for different reasons. The vast majority of the people that are considering moving to South Dakota or have the last several years, they moved here for the freedom. They moved here because they heard about the decisions that I was making or the government was making and said, you know what, I want to live somewhere like that. You didn't see riots and violence in South Dakota, and that's because we uphold the law. So nobody really, gets up in the morning and says, hey, I want to move somewhere where January is just amazing, and they think South Dakota, we don't really have a January that makes people want to live here, and we don't have a lot of beaches that people can lay out on all 10 months of the year. But, so when they choose our state, they're choosing it for a different reason altogether. And the vast majority of folks that pick up their families and move here are moving here because they're conservative, because they want a limited government, because they like what we are. They don't want to change us. They want to be a part of us.
Governor Kristi Noem from South Dakota on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this afternoon. Governor, last week we had the head of your health department there sharing the grave concerns about a prescription drug shortage, and you guys are addressing this and tackling this. How bad is it?
Well, it's a national security issue. So it is another situation where China's taking control of us. And, years ago, I had toured when I was in Congress, but also the first year I was governor, some pharmaceutical manufacturing facilities in the country. And I began to learn about how all of our drugs were starting to come from overseas, that we were importing them from other countries. The last several years during COVID, that has, made our supply chain issues exemplified. It's driven some of those pharmaceutical small businesses out of business. And now we have over 70% of our generics come from China and are processed in India that we rely on every single day. So last year and a half, we have run out of and had extreme drug shortages on critical life-saving medicines that you never would have dreamed of, Todd, that we would ever run short of, such as amoxicillin. And it's children's amoxicillin that we could not get for our kiddos that were sick during respiratory season or winter months. Albuterol, which, helps people breathe when they're having an asthma attack. I had a son who was very, very sick as a little boy and couldn't hardly get through a day without albuterol. I can't imagine being a mom, watching him struggle to breathe and knowing I couldn't fill his prescription. You know, insulin is something that is in a critical shortage situation. And the problem is that these necessary medications are coming from China, that they control, and if our supply chain, and if they decided one day, you know what, we're not going to continue to ship anymore to the United States of America or do business with them, we'd be out of luck. And that would be a scary, scary time for so many people. So what I'm doing in South Dakota is I'm stockpiling to take care of my people. I set up new areas in the state where we will have a cache and where we will start to stock these medications that have never been stored before, to have them on hand so that we at least have some, and that it's in backlog for people who may need it. And then I'm pushing Congress and the FDA for new transparency for, you know, reporting on the quality of these drugs. Because that's what's happening many times in India and China, too, is we're getting poorer quality drugs than what they tell us on the label it is. And then asking them to help diversify that processing system so that we don't rely on one country to get our drugs.
And I think that was an eye-opener for a lot of people a few years back when we learned that a shocking percentage of the drugs or the whatever, you know, the ingredients for those drugs came from other countries. How quickly can this be resolved? Let's say we get a Republican president in the White House again. How quickly can we change those percentages and get more of those drugs made right here on American soil?
It's going to take reforms in Congress. I understand there's a bill through the Energy and Commerce Committee in the House that some of these reforms could be put in. And it has to do with the contracting process. How are big healthcare systems contract their drugs? They prioritize price over everything else. They prioritize, which we like that, but the problem is those price savings don't get passed on to the patients all the time. But they will purchase a cheap drug that can be made overseas in a third world country over quality, over the fact that it's even what they're telling us is in there, and over diversity. So the problem with these production facilities is that at any point in time, these contractors can end that contract with no warning as well. So we need to reform our contracting process and look at it and make sure we're getting quality drugs, that we're not putting all our eggs in one basket and relying on just China for our supply chain, and that we are looking at what's in the best interest of our national security. I've said for 25 years that we shouldn't have China controlling food supply. There's things in this country that we need to survive, and that's food and energy. And I would put, you know, medical supplies right up there with it, too. If you look at what we went through during COVID, you know how alarmed and scared people got when they couldn't get the medical supplies or the face masks or the PPE that they needed, the ventilators. We could be back in that exact same situation very, very quickly, just as China decided they didn't want to do business with us anymore.
Well, Governor, we're going to leave it there. A lot of information, and it's good to know that people can look to what you guys are doing and what you are doing there in South Dakota as really a blueprint for the rest of the nation. So, Governor, we really appreciate you taking some time with us today.
Absolutely, Todd. You keep fighting for this country. It's a special one. There's no other like it.
It is indeed. All right, Governor. God bless. Governor Kristi Noem, great governor. Farmer, welder, too, and a country music fan. So she's good people, as we say, back in Tennessee. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. And again, this workforce initiative, what a great thing, where welders, construction workers, electricians, you can move to South Dakota, get yourself a job, and start a family, do some incredible things that you really can't do in other parts of the country. Again, our number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us today. Hearings getting underway up on Capitol Hill with the IRS whistleblowers, and we'll keep you updated. We will be monitoring those hearings throughout the afternoon. And, of course, over at ToddStearns.com, we will have full stories of what's really going on. But I want to talk about the story here from Michigan, where the attorney general there, who is a radical Democrat, she's the one who actually said there should be drag queens in every school. So now she is a rabid never Trumper, and she is now charging 16 Trump supporters with felonies for providing alternative electors in the 2020 election. Now, what's interesting about this is this is not something that is unusual. This actually happened back in 1960 during the Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy race for the White House, where Nixon had won Hawaii, and his electors met, and they cast their votes in an official ceremony. But Kennedy had three elector nominees, and they gathered, they signed their own certificates and delivered them to Washington as though Kennedy had won the state. And, of course, it turned out not to be the case. So the people in Michigan did the exact same thing, and now they are facing literally the rest of their life in jail. As a matter of fact, they're all charged with, I believe, 8 felonies, 16 Michigan residents. I'm going through the ages here. The youngest person charged is 55 years old. And the oldest are in their 80s. So all of these people are, you know, are older folks. No, I'm not calling myself a senior citizen, but there are a lot of senior citizens in the mix. 70 years old, 72, 75, 71, 82, 73, 69, 68. So we've got older folks here. So anyway, the punishment that they are facing is to spend the rest of their lives, so they will die in prison. These people are being attacked simply because of their political beliefs. I mean, it's that simple. And this is what we are dealing with. So now you are looking at a weaponized judicial system federally and on the state level, and they are now making it a crime to be pro-Trump. Now, there are some people out there, including John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, the Republican senator from Louisiana, and he says, hey, look, it could be possible that the reason why they're going after Trump is that the Justice Department, the Biden Justice Department, actually wants Trump to be the nominee. So in their warped mind, I mean, this is, well, just listen to Senator Kennedy here.
President Biden wants President Trump as an opponent because given President Biden's poll numbers, he polls right up there with Bud Light. He thinks President Trump is the only person he can beat. Now, one of them is going to be wrong. But I think, I hate to say this, but I think it's a fair observation. I think the Justice Department's going to do pretty much what at the senior levels, whatever they can to make sure that President Trump is the nominee, because that's who President Biden wants.
In other words, and Kennedy and other Republicans are saying that ultimately the Democrats don't want Ron DeSantis. And that's why they're targeting Trump here, is because they really don't want Ron DeSantis as the nominee. Are you buying that? Because I'm not. So Benny Johnson, writing on his Twitter page, saying, look, this is all a setup, and you've got to go back to the 2020 elections and what was happening at the time. The country was so distracted, so distracted. You had the George Floyd protest, you had the China virus, you had the lockdowns, changing of the election rules. All of this was meant to confuse. And they literally broke every single rule in the book. This is reading from Benny Johnson here. To drag Joe Biden across the finish line while he literally sat in his basement like a Muppet. But they know they can't do that again. Donald Trump won 75 million legal votes in 2020, and they're terrified that he's going to do that again. So they've got to do everything in their power to make sure that he can't. And one of those ways is to threaten Trump supporters. You're going to be a Trump supporter, there's a good chance you could go to jail for the rest of your life. Just ask the people of Michigan. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Hey, know whose story hasn't changed? These two guys. Their testimony has been consistent. Throughout, their testimony has been the same. And guess what? 2 days ago, an FBI agent confirmed their testimony. Who are you going to believe? The Justice Department can't get their story straight, changed three times in 33 days, or these two guys? The Justice Department that was found to censor Americans just 2 weeks ago from the federal court in Louisiana. The Justice Department that said moms and dads are terrorists. The Justice Department that said if you're a pro-life Catholic, you're an extremist. The Justice Department that can't get his story straight are these two guys. 10 years, over a decade of experience for each of them. The go-to guys in international tax evasion cases. The A-team when it comes to investigating these matters. All over the world they've done this. And who've been consistent throughout. I think I'll believe these guys. I think they're the ones telling the truth. And that is fundamentally what this comes down to. So God bless you guys for the work you've done, the courage you have, and for being here today, stepping forward because you care about equal treatment under the law. That's what's at stake, plain and simple.
All right. Good for you. That's Congressman Jim Jordan, and he is fired up today, and rightfully so. By the way, we've got some new information coming out on the IRS whistleblower, and we're going to pull some of his testimony as he appears before the House Oversight Committee today. Now, there are two whistleblowers. One is Gary Shapley, who you've already heard from. He's the IRS supervisor. Now, the new whistleblower, his name is Joseph Ziegler. He is a gay Democrat. He has been with the IRS Criminal Investigation Division for more than a dozen years, so certainly a veteran of the agency. He's also married to another dude. Why am I telling you all of this? Why is any of this relevant? Well, it's really not. But when you're dealing with the Democrats, you know, they love playing the identity politics card. So it's going to be very hard for them to say, well, this guy is just a closet homophobe who voted for Donald Trump. And they do that. They love doing that. But they can't do it with this guy. What are they going to do? Haul out Pete Buttigieg and his wife? What's her name? Chastity? Oh, pardon me. Chastity. So anyway, by the way, Chastity Buttigieg actually blocked me. I'm stunned. I guess I triggered somebody over at the Buttigieg household. So anyway, Ziegler is testifying that Hunter Biden should have been charged with a tax felony and not just the tax misdemeanor charge. And he sent all of this to his superiors. So even though the Justice Department is saying otherwise, this guy's got all the goods. So this is going to be pretty fascinating to watch all of this go down. The question is, will it amount to anything? Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, has been so sensitive about the issues of getting justice for Donald Trump. It's almost as if McCarthy really doesn't want to get to the bottom of all of this. And it does make you wonder why. Why is that? Why is it that no one has been impeached yet? Why is it that Joe Biden hasn't been impeached? Why is it that Joe Biden hasn't been asked for a drug test? I'm just curious. Why is it that Merrick Garland has not been impeached yet? There's plenty of crimes there. There's plenty of wrongdoing. So why haven't they done anything? And it frustrates me because, you know, folks like Kevin McCarthy, they will not go on conservative talk radio because they don't like being held accountable. They don't like being asked tough questions. Now, look, we ask tough questions here. But we're also kind about it. I mean, we're not going to be yelling at the guy. I mean, we're going to honor the position as Speaker of the House. But he'll go on, you know, Fox News and do these sweetheart interviews with Hannity and all those guys, and they're not asking the tough questions. And you know why? Because a lot of those folks in the conservative media, they still want to get their invites to the cocktail parties. They want to be able to hobnob in Washington, D.C. at the Tony Charlie Palmer Steakhouse, where all of these folks gather, noshing on $200 steaks. So that's why. And it ought to anger all of us. But has anybody thought about that? Have you thought about that? Just step back. Look at what they're doing to Donald Trump. And by the way, you better believe that more indictments are coming. And have you noticed when all of this happens? The indictments are always dropped right before something explosive that could bring shame to Joe Biden happens in Washington. Indictments come out yesterday, whistleblowers. They knew when the whistleblowers were going to testify. So you really think it's coincidental that the feds are doing this? It's shameful is what it is. It's absolutely shameful. All right, I want to play some audio here. This is the Democrat. She's the Attorney General of Michigan, Dana Nessel. And she's the one who wanted all the drag queens in the classrooms, hates Trump, and now she's going after the senior citizens, the elderly Trump supporters. Cut number 8.
As part of the orchestrated plan, we allege that 16 Michigan residents met covertly in the basement of Michigan GOP headquarters and knowingly and of their own volition signed their names to multiple certificates stating that they were the duly elected and qualified electors for president and vice president of the United States of America for the state of Michigan. That was a lie. They weren't the duly elected and qualified electors, and each of the defendants knew it. They carried out these actions with the hope and belief that the electoral votes of Michigan's 2020 election would be awarded to the candidate of their choosing instead of the candidate that Michigan voters actually chose.
Well, it's just simply not true. And this is the only reason these people are being targeted is because they supported Donald Trump. History is on their side in this, and I suspect they're all going to get, they're all going to be able to escape these charges. But that's not the point of this. The point is not to throw the senior citizens in jail, which they could very well do. The point is to cause you to think long and hard, do I really want to be a Trump supporter? And I'm very curious to hear from you folks out there. Are these attacks on Trump, the indictments being handed down, just a few moments ago on The View, they actually had a bet on air about whether or not Trump would actually be prosecuted and sent to jail before the election. Do you still stand with Trump, or do you believe we need to be looking for somebody else? 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. I'll say this as much. If Trump isn't the guy, it's not going to be DeSantis. I don't think he's ready. I do not think he's ready for the job. Well, folks, before we go to break, I've got to tell you about our good friends over at Newsmax. You know, President Trump has been on the warpath going after Fox News, but praising Newsmax, and especially David Horowitz, the best-selling author. And David has a brand new book out. It's called The Final Battle. And that final battle is coming in 2024. It's the presidential election. And this book is really the best expose so far on the far left's attempts to end democracy. David warns of a deep state effort to stop Trump, and he names the names. And that's why President Trump says you got to get a copy of The Final Battle. Do it before the election, because it could be the last. Mike Huckabee says every Christian in America needs to prepare by getting David's book, The Final Battle. It's available in bookstores everywhere, already an Amazon bestseller. Check out that free offer from Newsmax, and you're going to be able to save almost $30. How do you do that? Very simple. Go to the website, finalbattle611.com. That's finalbattle611.com, and get a copy of this great book. We'll be right back. The phones this afternoon, 844-747-8868 is our number. Let's start in Maine with Andy listening to us on WLOB. Hi, Andy. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Todd? I will stand with Trump. In spite of his flaws, I think he has the best interests of the country in mind. And that's all I can say on that. But I do have a question for you.
I'll do my best to answer it.
You brought up our friend Pete Buttigieg, and given his lifestyle, wouldn't you consider him a whistleblower, too?
Andy, thank you for the call. Oh, my word. Andy, you're getting me in trouble. You're just as bad as Mike from Chattanooga. Andy, thank you for the call. What is it Friday yet? I don't know. All right. Thank you, Andy. Let's go to Alan listening to us on WDUN. Alan, what's going on?
Well, how are you today, Todd?
You know, you should have asked me that question about 30 seconds ago, Alan.
You know, old Andy, he's tuned in, isn't he?
Yes, he is. All right. Alan, what's going on?
Well, I think it's just another attempt to try to dissuade the unlearned, the unknown, you know, the people who don't pay attention and just follow whatever they hear on the, you know, on the media, and it's not gonna work. I mean, he's gonna be cleared. There's nothing he could have done to encourage people to do anything other than what was legally acceptable on all sides for Americans to do. The people who went in and committed these crimes that were committed, I think most of them were encouraged by plants that were among them, and I don't think any court, and especially if it goes on up to a circuit or to the Supreme Court, could uphold convicting Donald Trump of anything. But it's just another attempt. They're pulling out all the stops. They are desperate, Todd, and this is like the last stand before the primary, and they know Donald Trump's going to be primary to run.
All right, well, no doubt about that. And Alan, again, I know that Senator Kennedy, and there are a lot of Republicans who believe that the only reason the DOJ is doing this is because they actually want Trump to win. They want him to run against Joe Biden, and they know that these are all trumped up charges, but they're hoping this riles up the base so much that everybody will fall in line with Trump. I don't believe that's the strategy here. I think they're terrified of Donald Trump, and they don't want him anywhere near the White House. They don't even want to give him an opportunity to have a shot at being at the White House, and they want him in jail. And that's why they're going full bore here. And I will say this. This is about the 14th Amendment, and they're trying to convince the American people that Donald Trump was leading an insurrection. Now, I'm just going to say this, but if Donald Trump was really going to lead an insurrection, I think he probably would have done a heck of a lot better job, because the insurrectionists were not even armed. I mean, what kind of a person stages an insurrection without any firearms? What sort of an insurrection? What sort of a person tries to conduct an insurrection with a bunch of old, feeble people? And when you look at the crowd, it was a lot of old, feeble people out there. So, Alan, appreciate that call. And I will continue to point back to this this audio we have, and we played this yesterday. Well, you know what? We're going to play it in the next hour of Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi, calling for insurrections, calling for murder of Republicans, and not a single lawmaker was charged. Not a one. None. None whatsoever. So the whistleblower is now testifying up on Capitol Hill, and I believe we have some audio here. This is Whistleblower X, as we know him.
Thus, as I read the public documents as the Department of Justice action against Hunter Biden, there is nothing that indicates Hunter Biden will be required to amend his false tax return for 2018, a false tax return that includes improper deductions for prostitutes, sex clubs, and his adult children's tuition.
Jeez, hello. This guy, Joseph Ziegler, a veteran over 11 years, he told the lawmakers, I am risking my career, my reputation, and my casework, but no one should be above the law, regardless of your political affiliation. And he's absolutely right. So we will continue to get more information as that comes in. All right. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. Again, that's 844-747-8868. Interesting story from Washington. Congresswoman Julia Brownlee is a Democrat from California, and she is wanting to remove a couple of words from federal laws. Specifically, she wants to remove the term husband and the term wife from federal law and replace them with the term spouse. The legislation is called the Amend the Code for Marriage Equality Act, And it's in response to what she alleges is the Supreme Court's efforts to roll back the rights of the LGBT community. Nobody's rolling back the rights of anybody here. We're protecting the rights of Christians and other religious groups. Brownlee said in a news release, now more than ever, with an extreme Supreme Court and state legislatures rolling back the rights of the gay community, it's imperative that Congress showcases its commitment to supporting equality. She says that it's a common sense bill and will ensure that federal code reflects the equality of all marriages. The bill details each occurrence where wife or husband should be substituted with spouse in federal law and replace the term husband and wife with married couple. She says that there's too much gendered language in federal documents. How do you feel about that, folks? The proposed legislation follows other efforts by Democrats, reading from the Newsmax.com story. And they're doing all of this under the guise of LGBT equality. Back during the early days of the Biden administration, they erased the term mother in the fiscal budget for 2022, and they replaced the term mother with birthing person. So there you go. By the way, back to Buttigieg, do we know who is the chest feeder in the relationship? No, we do not. No, that is a great question, though. And Dylan, get on that. Would you mind just maybe place a call and see if we can get that information? So, folks, I'm telling you, they're all slap crazy. Just slap crazy over there. Where is the other story? I was. Oh, yes, here we go. Fascinating story out of Vermont. So there is a coach. The guy's name is David Block, and he founded the snowboarding team at Woodstock Union High School. Yeah, they got a snowboarding team up there, and they're very good. They were doing a meet the other day, and it turns out one of the other teams had a boy who identifies as a girl, and he was snowboarding as a girl. And so a couple of the players were talking about it, and the coach overheard the conversation and said, "Hey, look, the reality here, guys, is that there are boys and girls, and there are biological and physiological differences between boys and girls." So the following day, and the coach has been a veteran educator, the following day, the coach gets called to the front office at the school, and they fired him. They said he violated policies on harassment, hazing, and bullying. It turns out the coach is actually a devout Roman Catholic and had founded the team, been there more than a decade. So now the coach is fighting back. He's hired Alliance Defending Freedom, and they're representing the coach in the lawsuit. And they say, hey, wait a second. The coach did nothing wrong here. We're talking about viewpoint discrimination, and we're talking about religious discrimination. So anyway, we're going to keep you updated on that court case, and good luck to you, Coach Block. All right, folks, got to take a quick break. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I had one of those miniature Snickers before I came on. Didn't mean to get choked up there. Welcome, everybody. So happy to have you with us for this hour of the program. Our good buddy Charles Thorngren from Legacy Precious Metals is going to drop by. So any of you folks have questions about gold and silver, we love the folks over at Legacy Precious Metals, and they are the people I use, and they're very good folks over there. So we look forward to having Charles on later on this hour. Also, to all of our listeners on KWAM, the News Talk radio station in Memphis, a heads up, the city is going through a really difficult day. We had severe storms come through, and somewhere around at the zenith, about 175,000 customers were without power. So you can multiply that times four, times five, and you get a pretty good idea of how many people have been without power. And we're in the middle of a heat wave. So a lot of people are suffering today. Restaurants are opening up their doors, coffee houses, any place that does have power, they're inviting people just to come in and hang out. You don't. Some places are offering free food. Germantown Baptist Church, by the way, they just announced that they've got a beautiful commons area, and they've got air conditioning and power. So if you're listening and trying to find a place to cool down, there are those places out there. And so certainly keep all of our Memphis listeners in your thoughts and prayers. Also, there was a terrible tragedy last night. There was a house fire in Memphis, and you'll be hearing about this on the national news later today. A firefighter was killed. Three other firefighters were injured fighting this blaze, and just a horrible, horrible tragedy. We don't have much information right now on the other firefighters, but they are at the Regional 1 Trauma Center, and they're being looked after by the best doctors in the area. So certainly keep those folks in your prayers as well. All right, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio for you. And we're going to do this quite a bit because we cannot forget what the Democrats have done to this country. And they're out there accusing President Trump of insurrection and all this horrible violence. And the president has done nothing wrong. When you listen to him speak, he says nothing of violence. He speaks of peace. I mean, I'm challenging you to show me audio or video of Donald Trump where he is calling for violence in America. The Democrats, on the other hand, violence is their signature card. So if you're going to be charging Donald Trump with crimes, then by golly, every voice you're about to hear, which, by the way, all of them are Democrats, and they are calling for violence on the streets of America. They're calling for assassinations of Republicans. Cut 15.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, there you go. So why are these people not in jail? Why is Nancy Pelosi not facing charges? What about Maxine Waters, who literally incited riots and called on people to go out and to specifically target people? And you have to go back in time here. But after Maxine Waters did that, guess what happened? Republicans, and especially female Republicans, were targeted in public settings, including Pam Bondi, who was then the the Attorney General of Florida. You might remember she and her husband were forced to flee a showing of the Mr. Rogers movie. And instead of going out the back door, which is what her security team wanted, she said, no, we're going out the front door. We're going to confront these people. You've got the wife. Remember the wife of Mitch McConnell, Elaine Chao, who was accosted. She and her husband were accosted coming out of a dinner in Washington, D.C. Sarah Sanders was ordered by the owner of a restaurant, the Red Hen. Remember that story? They were ordered to leave the restaurant because they did not serve Republicans in that restaurant, in that establishment. And that's what happened. Maxine Waters was never charged at all. By the way, speaking of Sarah Sanders, there is a story out there that that the President Trump, is a little frustrated because Sarah Sanders has not given her endorsement yet. Of course, Sarah is the governor of Arkansas, a position her father, Mike Huckabee, had. According to Axios, tensions between Trump and his former press secretary have grown over her neutrality in the 2024 presidential race. Trump's frustration has risen recently because Sanders' team had told his campaign she would not make an endorsement until after her first legislative session in Arkansas. By the way, that session ended in May and still no endorsement. Now, her dad, Mike Huckabee, is on board the Trump train. He has already endorsed President Trump. Potential future presidential candidates, including Ted Cruz, Tom Cotton, Josh Hawley, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, along with Governors Greg Abbott and Kristi Noem, have declined to endorse in the primary, waiting to see whether Republican voters want to move on from Trump and his legal battles. So she's in good company here, but she is certainly not alone. But according to Axios, Trump sees Sanders in a different category. And here's the reason why. And I will ask you, did you know who Sarah Sanders was before she got hired by Donald Trump? Did you? And that's how Trump sees this. He hired her to be his press secretary and endorsed her the day she launched her campaign for governor. One Trump ally described the feeling this way. You should always dance with the person who brought you. Now, look, we have invited Sarah to come onto the program. She has been on a time or two, but not of late, not until her campaign for a governor kicked off. And I would like to think that she is going to endorse Trump, but it is curious because she literally owes her political career to her relationship with Donald Trump. There's no way around that. Do you really think that she would have even considered running for governor had she not been such a high-profile member and a loyal member of the Trump administration? So it is puzzling, and a lot of this doesn't come from the candidate. It doesn't come from the politician. It comes from their staff. And sometimes you just have bad staff hires, and they make really wrong-headed decisions. And maybe that's it here. Anyway, earlier this year, President Trump asked Sanders for her endorsement in a phone call, and she declined. That's according to the New York Times. Trump, however, denied that report, saying he never asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders for an endorsement. I give the endorsements. I don't generally ask for them. And all of this happened after Mike Huckabee endorsed Trump on his TV show on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. By the way, Sarah, according to Axios, has developed a relationship with Trump's rival, Ron DeSantis. Last year, she attended a retreat hosted by DeSantis. She also hired DeSantis' senior chancellor at Florida's Department of Education to be her Secretary of Education in Arkansas, and she is also close to the wife of DeSantis, Casey DeSantis. So there you go. By the way, nobody's commenting on this story. Nobody. So anyway, Sarah's communications director praised Trump in a statement but still did not offer an endorsement. Governor Sanders loves President Trump, believes our country would be much better off under his leadership than President Biden, and that President Trump is the dominant front runner and our likely Republican nominee in 2024. So go ahead and endorse. What are you waiting for? You know, this is, I know what it is. Maybe this is generational. But in my generation, that would be Generation X. I'm a Gen Xer. In my generation, there was something called loyalty. Somebody does something for you. Somebody steps out and they have your back and they give you a position of whatever, prestige. Then you honor that person and you're loyal to that person. Maybe times have changed. I don't know. But that's just not how things were back in the day. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. This is the Todd Stern's radio program. I want to play some audio here. That's kind of a nice little ditty, a little toe-tapping bumper music there. So going back to something Nikki Haley said, and again, this is part of the whole apparatus, the establishment wing of the party really starting to stick it to Trump. Nikki Haley cut 14.
It's going to keep on going. I mean, the rest of this primary election is going to be, in reference to Trump, is going to be about lawsuits. It's going to be about legal fees. It's going to be about judges. And it's just going to continue to be a further and further distraction. And that's why I am running, is because we need a new generational leader. We can't keep dealing with this drama. We can't keep dealing with the negativity. We can't keep dealing with all of this. We've got China that's literally trying to be at war with us. You've got Iran building a bomb. You've got North Korea detaining a soldier and testing ballistic missiles. We need to focus on the debt and the lack of transparency in schools and crime and the craziness on the border. We can't be sitting there focused on lawsuits over and over again. And so, you know, when it comes to the debate, what I'll say is, you know, we can't complain about Biden not debating RFK if Trump is not going to get on the debate stage and stand next to us. I have never known him to be scared of anything. I certainly don't expect him to be scared of the debate stage, and so I think he'll have to get on there and he'll have to talk about these lawsuits and how we're going to get past it.
All right, there you go. So Nikki Haley throwing down with Trump says, hey, you better get on that debate stage. And Nikki Haley saying that it's time to move on from the drama of Trump. And that she's delusional if she thinks that the Democrats are going to give the Republicans a pass no matter who the nominee is. I mean, come on. Cut number 11, please.
So look, there's a difference between being brought up on criminal charges and doing things. Like, for example, I think it was shown how he was in the White House and didn't do anything while things were going on. He should have come out more forcefully. Of course that. But to try to criminalize that, that's a different issue entirely. And I think that we want to be in a situation where, you know, you don't have one side just constantly trying to put the other side in jail. And that, unfortunately, is what we're seeing now.
So there you go. Even DeSantis. Oh, by the way, the DeSantis social media team, man, these guys are the worst of the worst. And they're catching a lot of flack for just the brutal online attacks of anybody who supports Donald Trump. And the whole campaign is just so messed up. The folks over at TPUSA writing that they hosted out of the goodness of their hearts Governor DeSantis for more rallies supporting candidates for governor across America before his reelection. TPUSA says, hey, look, we spent a lot of money, a lot of resources, more than any other outside group. And his team has now been attacking TPUSA. So there you go. So even TPUSA, they're really put out because they feel like that the DeSantis team is making a lot of enemies and making a lot of unnecessary enemies because of their behavior. And look, it's Team DeSantis, his spokespeople's, that will not allow him to come on this radio program. I'm telling you, there's just something weird going on with those people. All right, let's go to Georgia. Rick on the line. Hi, Rick. What's going on?
Hey, Todd, I'm a daily listener, and as I listen to Nikki Haley, I just have one comment. Trump, could take one day out of 30 and accomplish more than what she would, because he knows what needs to be taken care of and he can make short work of it. I have listened to them put down Mr. Trump for the last 2-3 hours today. And you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I'm standing with Trump. Thank you, Todd. Have a blessed day.
All right. You too, Rick. Appreciate that call. By the way, back to the whistleblower, CNN, MSDNC, CBS, NBC, and ABC, all censoring this afternoon's hearing. So they don't want to hear from the IRS whistleblowers. Are they doing it because they're homophobic? Are they doing it because one of the whistleblowers is a gay Democrat? Is that why? I mean, that's unfortunate. House Judiciary says the White House is terrified of the Biden family's corruption being exposed. And that is being laid out. I mean, it is really remarkable, some of the information coming out in the hearing today. And we're gonna play some more of that audio coming up after the bottom of the hour news break. But I'm telling you, folks, it's something else. It is something else. As a matter of fact, get this, the whistleblower is saying they were told that they were not allowed to interrogate or interview any Biden family members. I mean, this is shocking stuff. And Ziegler is doing a really good job. I mean, this guy's an incredible witness and leaving very little doubt that Hunter Biden got a pass on felony charges because of who his daddy is. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us. And gentlemen, if you could send me over that audio, please, I would appreciate it. We have got a lot going on this hour of the program. The whistleblower hearing is underway up on Capitol Hill. Now we have not one, but two IRS whistleblowers that are testifying before the House Oversight Committee. And the question is, what is going to become of this? I mean, it's all fascinating information, and it's all just really, really impressed with the amount of work that's gone into all of this. But what is going to be the outcome? How many times have we been down this road where all of this information, and it's pretty damning, right? I mean, the information is there. And the question is, all right, what are we going to do about all of this? What are we going to do? Is anybody going to be held accountable, or are we just going to hold hearing after hearing after hearing? It is a question that we face every single time we go down this path. Because House leadership, the people who are actually running things up on Capitol Hill, they don't want anybody prosecuted. They don't want anybody punished. They don't. Cut number 21.
In November of 2022, the statute of limitations was set to expire for the 2014 and 2015 charges in D.C., which included the 2014 felonies for the attempt to evade or defeat tax and fraud or false statement regarding Burisma income earned by Hunter Biden in those years. The statute of limitations had been extended through a tolling agreement with Hunter Biden's defense counsel, and they were willing to extend it past November 2022. Weiss allowed those to expire.
All right, that was the first whistleblower, Gary Shapley. Now, the new whistleblower talking about what's at stake here, cut 19.
Today, I sit here before you not as a hero or a victim, but as a whistleblower compelled to disclose the truth. That said, in coming forward, I believe I'm risking my career, my reputation, and my casework outside of the investigation we are here to discuss. I ultimately made the decision to come forward after what I believe were multiple attempts at blowing the whistle at the Internal Revenue Service. No one should be above the law, regardless of your political affiliation.
And he's right. And we can only hope that we get to the bottom of it. All right. Meanwhile, I want to go back to some audio. This was from 2016. Now, the issue that's facing these senior citizens that we told you about, these pro-Trump senior citizens in Michigan, they are facing, quite frankly, the rest of their lives in jail, if in fact they are convicted of these crimes. And the crimes are attempting or trying to falsify election documents, which we have given you some history going back to the 1960 election with Richard Nixon and JFK. And the Democrats, in that particular instance, did the exact same thing the Republicans are accused of doing in Michigan. So they're facing federal crimes and federal charges. So what about these Hollywood actors you're about to hear? What about them? Are they going to face charges? Cut 17.
Republican members of the Electoral College, this message is for you. As you know, our founding fathers built the Electoral College to safeguard the American people from the dangers of a demagogue and to ensure that the presidency only goes to someone who is to an eminent degree endowed with the requisite qualifications.
An eminent degree. Someone who is highly qualified for the job.
The Electoral College was created specifically to prevent an unfit candidate from becoming president.
There are 538 members of the Electoral College. You
and just 36 other conscientious Republican electors can make a difference.
By voting your conscience on December 19th.
And thereby shaping the future of our nation.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
As you know, the Constitution gives electors the right to vote for any eligible person.
Any eligible person, no matter which party they belong to.
But it should certainly be someone you consider especially competent.
Especially competent to serve as President of the United States of America.
By voting your conscience, you and other brave Republican electors can give the House of Representatives the option to select a qualified candidate for the presidency.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
I stand with you in support and solidarity with conservatives, independents, and liberals.
And all citizens of the United States.
The American people trust that your voice speaks for us all.
And that you will make yourself heard through the constitutional responsibility granted to you by Alexander Hamilton himself.
What is evident is that Donald Trump lacks more than the qualifications to be president.
He lacks the necessary stability.
And clearly the respect for the Constitution of our great nation.
You have position,
the authority,
and the opportunity to go down in the books as an American hero.
Who changed the course of history.
And you have my respect.
You have my respect.
You have my respect.
For your patriotism.
And service to the American people. Unite for America.
All right, the whole point of this, these were Hollywood actors, and this was an ad that came out in 2016, and they were encouraging Republicans heading to the Electoral College to change their votes and put in Hillary Clinton. So why weren't those people charged? We're asking questions here. Why weren't they charged? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, one of the things that we do on this radio program is we encourage you to educate yourself. And whether it doesn't matter what you're doing, but we want you to do your homework and make sure that you're getting all the information you need to make the right decisions for you and your family. And that's one of the reasons we love our friends over at Legacy Precious Metals, LegacyPMInvestments.com. They've been longtime supporters of the Todd Stearns radio program. And we have Charles Thorngren, the Chief Executive Officer of Legacy Precious Metals, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Hey, Charles, how's it going today?
I'm doing great, Todd. How about yourself?
Charles, I'm doing well. And guys, if we can adjust the audio volumes there. Charles, I was on the website, and a lot of people, that's where they're going to get information these days. And you guys certainly have a wealth of it there at Legacy Precious Metals. And the important thing that people need to understand is it's about diversifying your retirement funds. And that's what you guys do at Legacy PM, Legacy Precious Metals, and you're educating the consumers.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm going to jump in here and answer your question that you were asking before we jumped on. They weren't brought up for charges because they fit the narrative that the government wants at this point. So we're looking at a scenario to where with your investments, you have that same narrative. You have that same government that's willing to interfere. And you need to be able to look at the scenario and say, I want to be more than that. I don't want to just follow the line that I'm told. I'm going to do some thinking on my own, and I'm going to diversify. I'm going to get some protection against a government that assumes that it can do whatever it wants.
And for people, Charles, that are trying to figure all of that out, you know, they're looking at building their retirement portfolio. Very simply, how is it that gold and silver can protect the retirement income?
And it really comes down to longevity, right? When we're talking retirement, we're talking a longer period of time. So you need an investment that works on that scenario for the duration of time. We know one thing. The dollar gets weaker over time. That's what inflation is. And when you look at inflation and we're told that a 2% inflationary rate is a good thing, that means that you're losing 2% of your purchasing power year over year. So what you want to find is an investment that counters that. And this is what gold and silver does. It's the counterbalance to inflation.
Charles, I hate to do this, but we are having some connectivity issues, and especially with the microphones. So we're gonna step back, and we're gonna have to reschedule. Let's get this figured out. And Charles, we certainly apologize for this. Again, that's Charles Thorngren with Legacy Precious Metals. LegacyPMInvestments.com is the website. Again, that's LegacyPMInvestments.com. And I will tell you this, I always have a lot of questions about investing, and the folks at Legacy are pretty good about, really good about answering all of those questions. And one of the things they love to do, again, going back to the education process, is that they actually have a free gold guide that you can ask for. They will send it to you. It's free of charge. And it explains and it takes you through the process of how do you invest in gold, and how does gold factor into whatever retirement plan you might have? So, again, it's all about diversifying. They have gold IRAs and silver IRAs, and I am a big fan. I do the collecting of the coins, and they have some wonderful, beautiful coins that you can check out. The American Gold Eagle is really one of my favorites, and, of course, they also have these beautiful American Buffalo coins. So you can check all of that out at LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. All right, guys, again, we apologize for the technical issues. We are going to step back, take a break, regroup, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show. I had no idea. Today is National Hot Dog Day. So those of you who celebrate, it is kosher. Hope you're having a good one. By the way, where is the best place to get a hot dog in America? That's one of the... I have yet to find a good hot dog joint in Memphis. I'm not saying there are any bad hot dog joints. I just haven't found a place, and that's all they do are the hot dogs. And normally those are the best places to get a hot dog. But I will say this, being in the South, we eat something called a slaw dog. And that's basically coleslaw on a hot dog. And it's delicious. I love it. Josh Rivera, who runs he's our audio engineer for the morning show, was telling me that he actually likes to do the hot dogs where you have, cabbage?
Yeah, cabbage and mayo.
And it's kind of like, I guess that's sort of like, is that deconstructed coleslaw, basically?
Pretty much. I mean, it's raw cabbage, so, I mean, you just got to expect that it's not going to be coleslaw, exactly.
But still, I mean, you get a little salt, a little pepper.
Good crunch.
It's good crunch.
Yeah, I mean, the snap of the hot dog is good, but when you add a little crunch, I always like a little crunch.
Nice. All right, there you go. So if you want to give a shout-out to your local hot dog joint, there's one in Lynchburg, Virginia, and I cannot remember for the life of me the name of that hot dog joint. But it's one of those places where you go in, you order a hot dog, you're there like 3 minutes, but you smell like the place for the rest of the day. Have you ever been to one of those places? The best, it's really the best hot dogs I've had, and they're very hot. They're spicy, And I like that. So anyway, if you want to give your local hot dog joint a shout out, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, we have some video up on our website, toddstearns.com. This is really fascinating. A video in San Francisco shows the inside of a Walgreens, and they have been robbed in just one day, 20 times in one day. This Walgreens was robbed. And by robbed, I don't mean, a handgun. People come in, they shoplift, they steal. And the area around this Walgreens, which used to be really nice, is now riddled with homeless people, drug addicts. And so it's gotten so bad, they've had to lock all of the freezer doors. So the frozen food section. And they actually had these chains with deadbolt locks. It's unbelievable. Just about the entire store is locked down. And if you want to buy something, you got to call a manager, and they have to come over. And workers told local media that shoplifters cleaned out all of the pizza and ice cream from their inventory every night. They say the thieves also hit the store and fill their bags with stolen goods about 20 times a day, and there's nothing they can do about it. And, of course, the store management, they're not allowed to stop these thugs. Seems to me, if you just take out the kneecaps, right? I'm just saying, if you're a shoplifter, if you're a store manager, you're just standing at the front door and maybe you're trying out a new Louisville Slugger and you just accidentally wallop one of the shoplifters in the kneecap. I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying, they would think twice about robbing Walgreens. I'll tell you that much. This story from the New York Post. Progressive women apparently do not want to date soy boys with man buns. The headline in the Sex and Relationships column, Why Progressive Women Want to Date Men Who Act Like Conservatives. And they tell the story of a guy named Mark. And Mark is a conservative guy, and he's the guy that, pays for dinner and all that kind of stuff. One of those guys. And I know a lot of women get upset with all of this, but I just believe that, for example, if a guy is going to take a girl out on a date, then the guy should pay for everything, right? The guy should walk up to the front door and walk the girl to the car and open up her car door and let her get into the car. I would probably take control of, what we listen to on the radio. Talk radio is always good for a date because you don't have to worry about saying anything, right? You got people talking on the radio. And then you get to the restaurant and, you pull the seat out. So a lot of people, a lot of ladies take offense at this. But according to statistics, and this is fascinating, they've done some science into all of this. The female desire to feel protected and looked after is actually built into our DNA. This is according to Jeffrey Miller, a professor at the University of New Mexico. Is this true, ladies? Do you prefer that your men be more conservative and traditional? A 2018 study from Iowa State University backs up this reporting that progressive women prefer men who demonstrate more traditional dating behaviors. The women found these men to be more attractive because they signal a willingness to invest by being protective, committed, and by providing resources. I believe they call that toxic these days, right? Don't they? Anyway, I'm fascinated by this, and I'm curious to know if we have any liberal women out there. Do you prefer to date conservative men? I just sort of figured most progressive women would prefer to date progressive women. But I guess I was wrong. So there you go. I think, though, the question is, and this is not covered in the study here, but the question is whether or not a conservative would actually consider dating a progressive. And I can't imagine any conservative guy falling for a progressive chick. I just don't see that. It seems to me like the politics would just really cause mayhem there. But who knows? Anyway, again, our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, head over to our website, and we have some wonderful stuff there. The team's been working very hard. Great stories, great content for you. And, of course, you can also download our free podcast. You can also check out our free newsletter. Great resources for you, for your friends, for your family, to keep you updated on some of the crazy stories out there that maybe just maybe the mainstream media is not talking about. And all of that is available over at toddstarns.com. All right, folks, we're going to be keeping an eye all day, all afternoon, on the situation up on Capitol Hill with the IRS whistleblower testimony. Be sure to listen to your local radio station. They're going to keep you updated as well. All right, folks, it's been a fun day. You folks get out there, have a great rest of your day, and be good, America.